轮到。
Listen, you know that each and every department is here, so if you can make it snappy in order that they must not miss their flights, the flights are fully booked, but it's not an issue, but it's a human thing that you have kept them here, and we do appreciate the entirety is here. So let's engage with the discussion. No preambles, questions, suggestions, as we've done within the sport and recreation. I was pleased because we're not just criticizing. We were saying that this thing is supposed to be like this. Can you try? So that's the essence of having a department with ourselves. So, can I take him? Honorable Sandel, Bandik, Honorable Klongo, Honorable. What? In that order. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. I think I sometimes forget to say so, but we had quite extensive and good reports from the department over the 2 days. Right, unauthorized expenditure, there was a $5 million that was incurred on the AG report, but it wasn't included in the department's financial statements, and I would like to know why. Then, with regards to the amount that was requested to be condoned, the $436.8 million from the National Treasury, which includes the irregular expenditure that was included in the previous or prior financial years. I would like to know if the department has not taken disciplinary steps for that or has not instigated any criminal proceedings. And I want to know why, and can we get a commitment from the department that will incur? And then in program 2, there was a number of social cohesion projects that was implemented, but the AEG couldn't find sufficient audit evidence for those reported, and that was also a problem in the previous year. How do we know that these things actually do take place? So I want to know how come it hasn't been addressed, and how will you address it? And then there's only one question, I think, that I still want to ask. It's on if you look at the expenditure towards the outcomes of the performance targets that the targets achieved lags behind the expenditure and except for program 2. And why does this performance target, why is the success rate not linked to the expenditure? The final one, $20 million under the goods and services item is for consultants, and this was since 2016-17. And I want, we would like to know why is there a need for so much spending on consultants. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Schumbach.
Chair. Thank you. Welcome to the presentation. I wanted to ask the DC that I'm going to have 4 questions and then I'll get my ticket.
I never
what, 4 questions and then I'll start for the day. Chairperson, I wanted to find out through you, do you have an official in the department called Charles Mabaso? And what are the duties that Charles Mabaso is here? Is he working with the group in the service association? Is he organizing a seminar this week or last week, or is he going to organize a seminar? Was there any consultation with the center or any participant? I'm done, Chair. I did get that for question. I'll take it.
thank you, Honorable Mudlebo.
Thank you, Chair. The history of the the PT of this organization, where a lot of money that get to vanish within the treasury are mostly coming from the arts and culture. And now, looking the performances and how it is recorded that all the operations are 100% done. How credible is this information? And I don't see any. It's all about. There's this inadequate corroborating evidence during assessment period. What is that? What is that inadequate corroboration evidence? How is it being captured, how true it is? It could be. If I'm blocking any of the operations to be done, then I can just put it under that inadequate blah blah. Anyway, how operational is the wind blow here? The last time I saw it was crumbling, but the amount is being allocated to it. I'm not quite sure if it's still very functional. How true is the claim by Sarah that the AG's finding on the DAC audit are false? The money that are allocated on the final appropriation, the first expenditure, the economic justification, where the money for machinery and equipment and software and other that are used 100%. I'm not quite sure what those machinery and everything are and all the money that are needed. More based on the information and history that I've been hearing about this department. I just want to find out if everything is that is really true. But some of the money is this department is the one that is the rock. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. My tickets will have Kufe. I'm donating them to Honorable Trump. Thanks, Chair. Let me ask Mr. Mtongo's question in another way. There's a complaint from Amy Spina Taylor. Not sure whether you are aware of HDG, and if you are, how far are you with the attending to it? On the issue of flex, when we were debating the in the house on the things of indigenous communities, among others, we promised that each member of parliament must adopt a school and make sure that that school has a flag, educate learners on the meaning of the colors of the flag and so on and so on, as a way of promoting social cohesion and recognizing our symbols. Is it possible for the department, I'm not sure whether it's late, to procure enough flags for members of parliament to adopt a school on a yearly basis? I'm not sure. That's my question. And on page 14, there's one performance area that was not achieved, and the reason given there is insufficient funds. Now my question is, because by the time of planning, we were aware of the budget allocated. Why did we plan for that when we knew the amount of budget we had? On page 19, allocation to higher education institutions. What is it for? I saw something towards the end of the presentation, but if you can just clarify. My last question, Chair, on page 24, there's an allocation for the payment of TV licenses, and it falls under allocation to agencies. What does that mean? Are we paying a TV license for a particular agency or what? If we can just get an explanation. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I wanted to check with the department how far are they with the white paper. And then if it can be accepted when you are giving us information on the percentage of building. And then this question of next. From inception, the first time that we meet with you, department, we ask that from constituents or state going to go to our own constituents, and you know that we don't want just a flag. We want to try to give the background about the flag in our schools, if it's enough for a hospital, some for that hospital or clinic, something like that. And then something that you didn't say anything about it. Sometimes as a chairperson, of just caught by the paparazzi. So I'm not always responding to paparazzi if I don't have information. When you are rounding up, can you tell us about this complaint, Ms. Batiswandaka? I'm seeing that she is appreciating the department. What went wrong? I suspect Honourable Mark Lingos will be having interest as all members. Because now when I'm looking it on the TV, and then these stations calling me, wanting me to say something, so I was thinking, what is it? I've got my own way of running for Ipaparazzo. The third one, how far would it be this South African level service bill? So if also as this department you can have priorities of your bills that we must be aware the pipeline is one, but because when we were debating we've seen that this one of the white paper, these people but by the way it committee, we've got a right committee to call them in account. That's why I'm saying that in our program maybe we'll be ended finishing at 5. It was just not a fully fledged program because I've done with the staff. So in members they will try to check. By nature we need to call these entities to come and account. It must not be only the department. Immediately, but now we do have information. We must call and we know that there are 25 or 28.
The first presentation, the second presentation, and then the discussions just started.